परब्रह्म परम नहीं सिखी परम परम ब्रह्म वी आर ऑल ब्रह्मास अहं ब्रह्मास्मि एवरीवन ऑफ अस लिविंग इन द ब्रह्म बट इज द चीफ ब्रह्म दैट लाइक एवरीवन दैट लाइक यू आर ऑल अमेरिकन बट योर प्रेसिडेंट इज द चीफ ब्रह्म डू यू अंडरस्टैंड Similarly, Krishna is the chief Brahma. We are all Brahma, but he is the chief Brahma. Is it clear?
Yes.
That's fine. So this boy hears very nicely. He does not cry. The first impression he gave to other godbrothers. So I shall make him decide. It is very wise, he says. I did not follow him in the beginning. I philosophically speaking, when I was a new boy, I could not follow him. But actually, I was so much glad to hear this. That was my qualification, whatever you may say. I was simply asking Ben Guru Maharaj to speak. And I'll sit down and go on hearing. And I understand and not understand. Others in this person, I am not this pretty much. Yes. First, there is first one instance. At that time I was not initiated. There was a circumambulation of whole Vrindavan. So, although I was not initiated, I was one of the important members of the. So I thought, let me go, what these people are doing, circumambulating all over Vrindavan. So I went to Mathura. Then I went to the Vrindavan interior. His place was known as Kosi. So, in that Kosi, one of my godbrothers declared that Prabhupada is going tomorrow back to Mathura. So, he will speak this evening. So, anyone who wants to hear him, they can stay. And others may prepare to sit down.
Two people just came.
Ah, hello.
The boys downstairs.
Yes. So they were to go to see some other temple, which is called Sri Sai Temple. So, although I was new man, I did not like to go to see the Sri Sai Temple. I decided that I shall hear. So at that time, I was new, so some of my important god brothers, they were sitting like this. I was sitting at last. I said, but he knew that this guy is new. Everyone has gone, all others, except a few selected god brothers. So he marked it that this man is interested to hear me. So hearing is very important. Hearing, that's like Arjuna heard from Krishna. Oh. because I was serious of hearing, and therefore now I am serious about kirtanam, means speaking or preaching. Do you follow what I say? So one who is serious about hearing, he can become a future nice preacher. Savanam kirtanam, next stage is developed. That is development. If one has actually heard nicely, then he will speak nicely. Savanam kirtanam, smaranam. Then the consciousness will automatically develop. Because when you speak or hear, unless your mind is concentrated, your consciousness is right, you cannot rightly hear or speak. Savanam kirtanam smaranam. Parasivana. And then the development, how I shall serve Krishna. Krishna is so loving, Krishna is so great. That automatically comes. Not silent, but activity. Parasivana means that activity begins immediately. In this way, last part, I mean, sarvātma sabana, sarvātma, ātma samaptam, sarvātma samaptam, Bali Maharaja is like, giving, then when bound they ask, now Bali Maharaja, you have lost everything, still I have got another leg, another foot to flesh. Yes, there is one thing. It is my age. Come on. So everything is there. And Lord Bhavan there. Yes. You are now purchased me. So I shall invent your door where he is standing always to give you protection. The Krishna become purchased by him. And he remained his doorman. Yes, his must. Dari means doorman. So, by serving Krishna, nobody is loser, he is gainer. Permanently, eternally. And we do not know what is the value of that gain now, because we are materially covered with things. Service means just like service in this world. This service is maya. Nobody will be satisfied. Nobody. You cannot satisfy. Neither you will be satisfied. The best example is in your country, that your president, Mr. Kennedy, he gave you the best service, and the result was that you killed him. You are, some of your members killed him. That means his service was not appreciated. Although he gave his best service. Similarly, in the material world, whatever service you render, there is spoiling time. But you render service to Krishna, you will be satisfied, Krishna will be satisfied, and as Krishna will be satisfied, everyone will be satisfied. So, get to this Krishna consciousness, service, by hearing, by speaking, by remembering, by giving active service, by worshipping, by making friendship, and after all, everything for Krishna. That is for Krishna. now, these new boys have come. Let them coach them and he'll answer. That will be nice. You have heard something about Krishna consciousness. So, what's wrong with this?
Persian Samadhi.
Huh?
Persian Samadhi tickets.
They send the tickets?
Money.
So, engage all yourself in the service of Krishna. It is very pleasing. And what is called encouraging, enlivening. After too much material enjoyment, the next stage is success. That state is coming to your country. Therefore, the boys are becoming hippies. After too much material enjoyment, the next state is that is natural. Actress. There is a good example in our country. One Mr. C.R. Das. He is a great leader, next to Gandhi, important political leader. So, he was on the topmost of, he was lawyer, barrister. He was earning $50,000 monthly. Very rich man. And he was making charity and was spending life thing. Jankan number one, woman hunter number one, and everything. Because he had money, he could enjoy everything. But he was not happy. So one day he was sitting with his wife, just lying in the street, he was looking over. So his wife asked him, his name was Chittaranjan. Chittaranjan, you are earning so much, you are spending. People are very much fond of you, a great leader. Why you always remain morose? What do you want to be? You have got now everything. So at that time, one mendicant, a sannyasi was passing. The Chittaranjan said, I want to be like him, then I will be happy. I don't want to enjoy, I'm going to beg, to beg a life. So that's time is coming to your country. So these hippies are frustrating. They have given us everything. We can study the psychic movement. They are not satisfied. That is the main thing. That is natural. To accept adversity voluntarily. Adversity. So this is frustration. But before reaching to that point of frustration, if you take to Krishna consciousness, then you will reach the real standard of happiness. Because everything belongs to Krishna. I shall give you another example. Suppose you have stolen something from somebody's house or somebody, some friends. You'll not be happy. Even possessing that thing, stolen property, But in some way, you become to return that thing to that prime area. What do you think? I agree.
Yes.
Then we feel relieved. Therefore, the real thing is that everything belongs to Krishna. We are artificially enjoying the stolen property. Therefore, if you go on enjoying like that, then this frustration will come. But before coming to that frustration, if we return this property to Krishna, then you know. The best thing is to return everything to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And he will not be loser, he will be gainer, just like Balmuna. Actually, if you think, everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to you. This is Maya. Krishna's property, you are thinking Maya. Is this land of America belongs to you, actually? It is stolen power. You have stolen from the Red Indians or from Krishna. Everyone is, not you, everyone. Somebody is claiming this much my property, somebody is claiming this much my property. But this much or that much, everything belongs to Krishna. It is stolen power. There is another example in Indian words. Jo hira chori kiya ohi chor, jo khira chori kiya ohi chor. Hira means diamond. And khira means, what is that called? Cucumber? Small? So if somebody has stolen a cucumber from another street, so he cuts her. And another man has stolen some diamond, he is also arrested. From the police, both are thieves. If the man says, oh, what I have stolen little cucumber, this nothing, worth not even 2 cents or 1 cent. Why you are arresting me? He has stolen big diamond. No. In the eyes of law, he also thinks he is also. Everyone is thief. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness is thief. In love, Hari. The best thing is to return whatever he has possessed. Krishna, it is yours. Take it. Then his business. Manasa deha deha jo kichu mora deha bhakti na thakur song. Now, everything you possess in mind, actually you don't possess. Suppose I am possessing all this. As soon as I go from this body, all possession will remain here. I will not take anything. So I don't possess, but in mind I am thinking, oh, this is mine, this is mine, where is another ball, why it is not coming, right? And possessing mind. If I leave this body, either the box here or in the Chicago or anywhere else, so what is the difference? There is no difference. But because I am possessing in the mind, well, that box is mine. So I am asking whether it is Chicago or it is here, or it is there, why it is not coming? So, possession in the mind. Actually, you don't possess. Manasa deha deha. So, by that supposedly possessing, we have got our mind, we have got our body, then expansion of body, wife, children, family, society, country. In this way, we possess so many things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, manasa dehagra jokichuma. Now, whatever I possess, either in the mind or in the family or in the society or in the body, whatever I got, I surrender into Ajaya Krishna. Manasa dehagra jokichuma. Atpinutva pade nanda kisara. Nanda kisara odhitana. Nanda, I give you unto you. Maravi rakavi javichatva. Now whatever you like and do, either you kill me or you protect me as you like, you are the proprietor, you have right to do anything. This is surrender. This is full Krishna consciousness. But that is not possible immediately, therefore you have to practice. Sadata bhava bhavita. And if we die in the Krishna consciousness, Jangadam Bhavismaran Loki, Adatanti Kalevarat. In the particular type of consciousness, when one gives us this body, then he stands back into that position next time. So, in this way, Krishna consciousness, if we are able, Sadatadvabha, by practicing always, constantly, that situation of consciousness, and then next life, after giving up, next life, this life also. One person who is in always Krishna service, this life or that life, he is with Krishna. He is with Krishna. Any person who is in Krishna consciousness is always with Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. I may not understand. But Krishna is everywhere. So you American boys and girls, you should get to this Krishna consciousness. You'll be happy. Your position is to take off. Because you are on the top of the material happiness. Now you take it, you will be saved. Otherwise, this frustration is coming. That will come. Just like Shyamdas, he out of that frustration, he gave up everything. He sacrificed his life for political. And what is the value of that sacrifice? You may become a great man of your country and the destination. All your people, but not in the estimation of Krishna. You may become a great man in the estimation of your country, but in others' estimation, your enemy, this man is dead, our enemy is finished, let's punish. So there is another side, there is imperfection. Not everybody is satisfied by your service. But if you serve Krishna, everybody is fine. If you chant Hare Krishna and dance, nobody is dissatisfied. At least there is art. They are just playing the paper. The boys are very nice. You see, you see. In a state of art, not very sympathetic, they are remarkable. Ah, these boys are very nice. So at least people will appreciate, these boys are, these Krishna conscious men are very nice. They do not smoke, they do not drink, they have no illicit sex life, they do not kill or satisfy the tongue. They are satisfied with natural food, and their behavior is very good. We'll deny it. And the other assets, they cannot estimate the how much he is in contact with Krishna discipline. That they have no estimating power. And that is they will appreciate these external features. one clergyman, I was going to Hawaii, was talking with me. He said, "Swamiji, I think your disciples have a very nice face, glowing face." And yes, certainly, they must see. They are making spiritual progress. So it is not difficult. It is very easy. If you take to this, you have everything sublime, and your life becomes sublime. You haven't got to give up anything. The material needs are there. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is not disallowed, but adjusted. What Krishna consciousness? We cannot allow eating, mating like animals, cats and dogs. No. That is not possible. He'll eat, he'll mate. But just like human beings, he's like man. And what is the distinction between animal and man? If you behave like animals, Krishna, God, is pure. If you keep yourself in pure condition of life, then how you can make progress towards purity, as perfection purity? Parabrahma param bhama paritam paramam bhavam. The 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is accepting Krishna. But you are the purest of all. If we are going to reach the purest of all, how can we remain impure? But this tapasya, this voluntary restraint means tapasya. Tapasya is the word, Sanskrit word, tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily restraining or accepting some suffering condition. That is not actually suffering condition, just like a patient. The doctor says he cannot take it. So he has the desire to take it, but doctor says that he cannot take it. Therefore he mentally thinks that doctor has restricted suffering. Actually he is curing, but he thinks that I am suffering. And when he is cured, he says, "Oh, doctor is a good friend, he told me. Nothing does in this. Now I have done it, I am now cured." So tapasya means voluntarily one has to accept some so-called suffering that is required to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Voluntarily acceptance and so-called suffering. Tapas vidyam. That suffering is for transcendental realization. That is good. Tapo vidyam jina satya suddev. Suddev means your existence is purified. And existence purified means you advance to realize unlimited happiness. What is the disease? Disease means there is limitation of eating, limitation of sleeping, meaning everything is limited. Limitation of making. A diseased man cannot have sex life unlimitedly or whatever. There is restriction. A tuberculosis person is completely restricted. He cannot have sex life. So that restriction is for curing him. And the cure means he enjoys whatever he thinks, enjoyment, there is unlimited. Yasmad brahma sukham anantam, brahma sukham, eternal happiness, unending happiness. So, for the acquiring unending eternal happiness, if you have to accept some voluntary suffering in this life, everyone should do that. So, if you ask, you can ask some questions. Adho Buddha comes, Sabdharma Pritcha. If you go to a person, superior or spiritual master, then you should ask, you should be inquisitive for better understanding. Sabdharma Pritcha. Jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquisitive. Jigyasu Sriya Uttamam. Inquisitive for higher happy life. Inquisitive. So what is your inquisitiveness?
We're just going to talk about Christ and his relation to
Krishna. Huh?
Christ.
Jesus. Christ is Krishna conscious, that's all. He becomes like Christ. Krishna conscious. Don't you understand Christ that he is fully Krishna conscious? You don't understand it? Then you become like Christ, fully Krishna conscious.
What is Maitri
Mangala? That is not a very good question. Maitri Mangala, you have explained, and I initiated. Madhu Mangala was one of the friends of Krishna. Yes.
What is Arjuna's relation to Krishna? I mean, it's concise to be good. What is Arjuna's relationship to Krishna?
Friendship. That is also. There are five kinds of relationship. That's why God is great. That is simply feeling the greatness of God. Then when he feels exactly how God is great, then naturally there will be an inclination to serve God. That is called servitude. First, neutrality, explanation, that is called santaros, neutral, no activity, but simply appreciate God is great. Simply appreciation. And then servitude. When the appreciation is complete, why not serve God? He is so great. He is giving us so many things. Let me return something. Let me do some service. Servitude. That is further development of the appreciation of the greatness of God. And then further development is friends. Friendship means, service means I ask you, please give me a glass of water, give me. And friendship means you are thinking, how my friend is, now he may be wanting a glass of water. But before asking me, if you give me, I think he may require a glass of water. That is friendship. Friendship means feeling friend's welfare always. Sweet. Friendship is not simply chatting. Friendship is thinking how my friend will be happy. This is friendship. Then that friendship when father develops, there is parenthood. Just like parents, they are not a consolation. But they want to see how my child is happy. All that. And part of development is conjugal love. Just like man and woman, male and female, that love. That love includes everything. That appreciation of greatness, the servitude of servant, the friendship, the maternal love, and father offering everything for the lover. That is most perfectional stage of love. In this way, you have got five types of direct relationship, and there are seven kinds of indirect relationship. That is not on the platform of love. That is on the platform of enemies. Just like Kamsa. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna as enemy. But he was also Krishna conscious. He was thinking of how to kill Krishna. But that is also Krishna consciousness. But indirectly. So there are indirect seven losses, ghastly, inimical, and sometimes saying Krishna one loves, deny that. In so many ways there are many indirect. Without relationship, nobody can remain. The seven kinds of relationship are indirect. And five kinds of relationship is direct. So we want to be situated in the direct relationship.
All of the conditioned souls have been in an indirect relationship.
Yes.
Everyone is in a
relationship. Yes. There must be some relationship. Without relationship, one cannot exist. Because he is part and parcel. Just like persons in the prison house. They are not out of government. There is relationship with the government. But that is indirect. The criminals do not appreciate the service of the government. Government is bothered about his existence. Some extract, instead of receiving some service from him to the state has got to spend unnecessarily for him. That is botheration. So those who are in indirect relationship with Krishna, they are botherers. They are simply giving trouble to Krishna. But there is relationship.
Is it humorous or direct or indirect? Is
humor? Humor is practically in every direct relationship. And indirect also, there is humor. I am thinking of you as enemy. That is also another type of humor. Yes.
Do the five direct rasas take place between jiva souls also?
Everything is called jiva souls. All relationships. Krishna is one, the supreme. And all the jiva souls are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, the eternal relationship is there. Now they are exhibited in these 12 kinds of humor, either directly or indirect. Jiva soul, part and parcel cannot be separated from the Supreme. The sun and the light, electric bulb and the diffusion of light, they cannot be separated. But if this portion is covered, it appears darkness. So when it is covered, that is called Maya. And he thinks that I have no relationship with God, or I am God, there is no God, and this is Maya. discover. He cannot see. So he has to be treated by this Krishna consciousness treatment and the Maya ego separated, and he will see her, yes? And part and parcel of Krishna. Then he comes to the direct relationship. Anyone, so-called, I am going to say, spiritualist or transcendentalist, if he is claiming that there is no God, I am God, there is darkness, these are all disturbing positions. Different symptoms of this disease of mind. Diseases. How one can think of that he is God? That means he does not know what is God. If I say here that I am President Nixon, would you accept it? Would you accept any one of you? If I say that I am President Nixon, will you accept? Why? 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 Why you do not accept me? I say I am President Nixon. Why do you not accept? Why? No, that means you are not rascal. You are saying that you do not accept me. That is one thing. At least you are not insane. So if I say God and you accept, then how much insane you are? Just try to understand. How much insanity is there? One who is claiming that I am God and one is accepting that he is God. This is insanity.
Are we not all one?
Huh?
Are we not all one?
One is that a different thing. You are not one with President Nixon? Yes. Then who? Are you a President Nixon? That's all right. He's American, he's human being in so many qualities, you are one. But he cannot claim for that you are President Nixon. You should understand in that way. In so many respect qualities, you are one with God. But that does not mean you are God. God is one. That means you have no complete understanding. Despite, in spite of you becoming President American and human being, you deny to identify yourself with President Nixon because you have full knowledge of President Nixon and yourself. And as soon as you say, I am God, that means you have no full knowledge of God. You are insane. You do not know what is God. That very thing immediately attests that you are unknown factors about God. God is said great. But you are saying that greatness, that means you do not know how great he is. A tiny factor, as you are saying, that I am God, without having that greatness. That means insane, insanity. The same way, if you claim that I am present in song, that is insanity. Similarly, if you say, oh, God, he is how great he is, how much greater than President Nixon? He denied to become one with President Nixon and you accept to be one with God. How much insane you are? Just try to understand. Yes?
How many
arms
does Lord Vishnu
give you? That's, he said, no, later. No, no.
Read in Bhagavad Gita that he who knows the self does not the action nor causes action to be done. So, what is the soul's, the spirit soul's relationship to actions before both in material consciousness and in spiritual and Krishna consciousness?
Material consciousness means forgetting God. When one forgets God, that is material consciousness. Material consciousness is called Maya. Actually, one should not forget. But if he forgets somehow or other, that is material consciousness. Naturally, nobody forgets his father and mother. But if somehow or other he forgets, that is special circumstances, and that is called mind. Illusion. Just like any one of you who are existing, you must have a father and mother. That is a fact. Without father and mother, your existence cannot be. Now, if you cannot say who is your father and mother, if you do not know, this forgetfulness, this is called Maya. Actually, it should not happen. But somehow or other, if you are asked who is your parents, you cannot say it. This is called Maya. But there must be some father. Without father and mother, there cannot be your existence. You cannot deny that. You cannot say, oh, I have no father and mother. That is not possible. You may not know who is your father and mother. That is different. But you cannot say, oh, I have no father and mother. So this denial that I don't believe in God is the existence like that, one who has forgotten his father and mother. But that is Maya. And that is material consciousness. Denying God in different ways. There is no God, that is also denial. I don't believe in God, that is also denial. God, there is impersonal, void. Anyway, whatever you say in that way, there is all insanity, Maya. Maya is insanity. Another meaning of man is insanity. Just like when a man becomes insane, that is false. It is expected that he should not be insane. By treatment he is brought again to his original consciousness. Similarly, Maya means insanity, forgetfulness of God. And by Krishna consciousness treatment he comes to the original consciousness, he becomes a cured man. Actually, Maya means it has no existence. Maya has no existence. But sometimes it is there. Just like the sky is covered. This covering is not reality. The reality is the sky, clear sky. But somehow it is not covered. You cannot see the clear sky. But there is temporary illusion. Now if I see the cloud only, and if I saw there is no sun, there is no illumination, or there is no clear sky, that is insanity. Because I cannot see under certain circumstances, I deny it, and that is my insanity. Therefore you have to approach your man who knows that there is sunlight, there is sun, there is clear sky. If you go, you require all this education. Knowledge. By knowledge, one transcends Maya or material existence. What is the difference between ordinary man and Krishna conscious man? They are also living in this world, in this apartment, Everything is being utilized by others who are also eating, sleeping also. But what is the difference? So our difference is that we accept that everything belongs to Krishna, others do not. That is Maya. Everything actually belongs to Krishna, he does not know. He thinks he belongs to me, or there's my nation, there's the country, he's that, so many things. He's manifest. And we know the simple truth that everything belongs to Krishna. So let everything be offered to Krishna. That's all. Yes.
So we understand that in the material consciousness, the living entity is being forced to act.
Yes.
His actions are quite automatic under the laws of material nature.
Yes. No, action is there. Because you are living entity, you are active.
Yes, but they're being dictated.
Yes. Just like a man in fever is talking nonsense.
Yes.
Now, so that is due to fever.
In Krishna consciousness, are the actions of the jiva similarly controlled by Krishna's superior energy?
Yes, certainly.
But everything's being controlled ultimately by Krishna.
Yes.
Either by his inferior energy or his superior energy.
Yes.
So his activities are never independent.
Never. That is his insanity, another. As soon as he thinks that I'm independent, that is another insanity. He's under control. Just like the same man, he thinks I don't care for state laws. He's insane. He'll be forced to accept state laws in the prison house by the police. But he thinks, he's trapped by the police. He's, I'm independent. Conscious. This is insanity. Is it not insanity? The police blast him and he says, I'm independent. Do you think? Independence? That's how the independence you are having. You're kissed by Maya, always. And you're thinking independent. This is insanity. He does not think, why am I doing this? I am servant of my senses. I cannot remain enjoying senses for an hour and I am thinking independent. That is insane. He cannot think properly. Where is his independence? Cannot be independent. He's born dependent. He's a part and parcel of God. His consciousness and position is dependent. There's a child. The child declares independence. What is the meaning of that independence? Danger, that's all. Simply inviting dangers. The child wants, I don't care for my parents, I shall cause you over, I shall go everywhere. So if he's allowed to do that, that means he's simply inviting dangers. And if he remains under the protection of the parents, he's always there. So these living entities declaring independence means he's insane. Different times of insanity. He cannot be independent. Let him think very deeply that he cannot be independent. He's thinking independent of God, but he's dependent on his sense pleasure, that's all. On some intoxication. He voluntarily accepts dependence of something, Maya. That's all. Who is independent? Is there anyone independent? Not independent. To think of independence is Maya. The best thing is that I am dependent and let me remain dependent and properly. Then I am perfect. That is Krishna.
But often we'll be...
See, your question is answered. Material consciousness means thinking falsely independent. That is material consciousness. Falsely. It's not independent, but it's thinking falsely. This is my. Just like in dreaming, if falsely thinking there is a tiger, there is no tiger, but it's actuated by the false impression, oh, tiger is eating me, attack me, save me. So this material existence means, because he is insane, he is thinking there are so many problems. The tiger is there, he's attacking me, he's there, there are so many enemies, creating so many things. But they're all false. But he's attacked by that false hallucination. That's all. This is Maya. Everyone is thinking, oh, there are so many problems I have to solve, I have to make this, that, this, so many. But he has no problem. He has no problem. His only problem is to how to accept Krishna. That's all. And Krishna is so kind, he says, yes, we accept me. Simply chant Krishna, Yanya. That's all. But my, I am so misfortunate that he's going to chant you. All problems solved simply by chanting Krishna. Ita-visita-bhukipa bhagavanu jaitana mahabhu teaches us. Krishna, you are so kind that you have come to me in the sound vibration, Lord Krishna. I can very easily chant and remain with you, but I am so misfortunate that I have no attraction in for this. You say, people, you chant Krishna, you get everything, they will not give you. If you say, you pray to your Lord, you pay me $50, I give some nice mantra and this, that, you make your head like this, leg like this, you say, there is something. So, and this time he says, simply chant Krishna. That's what Chaitanya says, itadhi. Tavakipa Bhagavan Mamadhi Buddhiya. But I am so unfortunate that you have become so easily available in this age. But I am so unfortunate, I cannot accept it. That the Krishna consciousness is so easily being distributed, but they are so unfortunate, they cannot accept. Let's see. And he gives them bluff, he cheats them, and then, oh yeah, welcome. Yes. They welcome it. And cheaters are always ready. There are so many customers of being cheated. And let me take advantage of it. So my Guru Maharaj used to say, this world is the society of cheaters and cheated. Remember, sir, somebody are cheating and somebody are cheated. The association of cheaters and cheated. So we want to save them from this society of cheaters and cheated.
Would be performing, doing something, an activity during our day, and so many things would go wrong, and we become frustrated.
When one is a professional, there may be something wrong. That doesn't matter. But you try to discharge your duty rightly, whatever you are prescribed to do. Then everything will come to the right point. Your only business is to follow the four principles of regulative way of life and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. So there may be sometimes mistakes. That will be corrected automatically. Because we are coming from a defined platform. So it may be, that is also said in the law, apite su gudachara bhagati imam annava sadhu yusana. If one is found doing mistake or doing something wrong, but because he is sticking to this principle of Krishna consciousness, he is sadhu. Sadhu means holy man. He is holy. He is not doing any wrong consciously, but due to habit, suppose that's like most of your in your formal life, you are smoking or taking intoxicants. But by some influence, you see, sometimes get to it. Yes, if you are conscious, you have done wrong, but that is excuse. If you have done unconscious, but if you think that now I am Krishna conscious, whatever it be, it is right, then it is great sin. But accidentally it happens, that is excuse. Never. The accidental mistake is not dangerous. Willful mistake is dangerous. That is in the pure. We should be very careful always, so that accidental mistakes also may not take place. But if it takes place, it is excused.
Is not the yoga tender or
help Krishna consciousness? Tender. Yes. Because it is useless. Simply wasting time. You cannot perform Hatha Yoga in this age. You do not follow the rules and regulations. You are simply blocked. Do you know what is the rules and regulations of Hatha Yoga? Actually? Yes. You have to select a secluded place. Hatha Yoga is not practiced in assembly of so many men. Yes, you go to Hatha Yoga class, there are hundreds of members practicing, and he is collecting money, $5 per seat, and you are thinking, I'm practicing. It's useless, waste of time and money. Hatha Yoga is not practiced in that way. You have to practice in a secluded place. Alone. Do you do that?
Yes, but
it is very difficult in these days. Then you have to restrain yourself in so many things. Complete free from sex life. You have to eat under certain direction, you have to... So many things there. These rules are not followed. Simply they have got some bodily gymnastic, sitting posture, they are thinking of a practice. No. That is one of the items. So all the items cannot be observed in this age. Therefore, these great things. He who always arrives in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of them. This is the goal of yoga practice. So, that is possible very easily by this movement, Krishna consciousness, not by any other path. But the ultimate goal is here. One should be always abiding with God, worshipping Him, transcendental, loving transcendental service, and intimately united with Him. Intimately. This intimate unity means that five kinds of relationship. That is the perfection of yoga. This is the way when Krishna has advised yoga practice, Sankhya Yoga. You have Bhagavad Gita? There is Sankhya Yoga. You will find in the 47 verse. This is the
right. There's no value in keeping the body fit through exercise.
Huh?
There's no value in keeping the body fit through exercise.
Yes, it can become very healthy. But does it mean that health is the perfection of life? You mean for healthy life he will not die, he will not change his body? The health is required, but health is not the ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is here.
Buddha taught very similar things to what Gita taught also, didn't he? Are there agreements there? Any agreements in certain places with what Buddha taught and what Gita teaches?
You follow Buddha?
No.
The simple talk of him? You practice Buddha as you appreciate him. You give up everything like Buddha and meditate. But that you will not do. And then what is he talking about? He is just talking about it. Do something. Either you believe Buddha or Jesus Christ or Krishna, do something. Don't talk, simply. But Buddha is very nice. He gave up his tila in his full life. He was strange. He thought it was all nonsense. Let him meditate. Do like that. That is the disease. We won't do anything. We talk much. This, that, this, that. Do anything, but do it perfectly. Jack of all trades, master of none. That's not good. Be master of something. It doesn't differ. Either you follow God, Jesus Christ, and God, Buddha, Krishna. It doesn't matter much. But do it perfectly. That is all the question.